You have shown us so much mercy, much more than we deserve. Can you rise up and say it? Onishe, oh.
Onishe, Iyanu.
You are the God of awesome wonders.
I've tasted of your power.
Water. Give us living water. Oh, living water. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give us living water that we will not thirst again. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need this water, Holy Spirit of God. As we move into another journey in a new month, Lord, that every life that is dry, every area of our lives there is dryness, Holy Spirit of God, let there be flood of the water from the Holy of Holies flowing upon our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We ask that the oil of heaven will be open over every life by the help of your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you very much, Fire. God bless you. I want to welcome you to the first Sunday of the month of August. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be a month of wonders for you in Jesus' name. I say it's going to be a month of wonders. Only few people want it to be a month of wonders. By the grace of the Lord, this month, your life will receive help. Amen. By the grace of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this month, all that make people to bring you together and make you as part of all, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord of heaven, we separate you from all and we distinguish you. Amen. He will distinguish you in every area of your life in Jesus' name. as we take the word of God, today we are looking at what I call the limiting of the limitless God. The limiting of the limitless God. Limiting the limitless God. We start by saying, we all know that God Almighty is sovereign, he has no boundary, he has no restriction, he has no barrier, he can do all, he can walk. No, like the song we sang, it says, God of awesome wonders, his power cannot be measured. His greatness cannot be quantified. The excellency of his majesty cannot be determined by anyone. You know, the extent of his glory, no man can discover it. The splendor of his power, no man can discover the depth. The height, his height, his breath, no man knows. And that is why we say, we declare that is unlimited God. But unlimited, but I call him now, say limitless. I say limitless. He has no boundary, no boundary at all. And that is why every eye look unto him. Every eye look unto him for one help or the other. Every living soul, they cry unto him because every life is limited. Every life has, you know, duration, it has boundary. There are many things you can't do as human being. The only God that is limitless is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the holy living God who reigns forever. Now, looking at limiting the limitless God, you look at with the little thing I could say about him, even because I'm too small, I can't describe him. It's beyond my description. You will discover that this God, as is limitless, yet he has limiting factors. That is, there are things that limit him. There are things that prevent him. You'll be wondering, what am I saying? Yes. Let me ask you a few questions. How many prayers? Have all your prayers been answered? Huh? Anytime? Have all your prayers been answered? Just respond. No. Beautiful. That tells us that there is a limiting. Something limits him. Something prevents him. Something hinders him. Something serves as barrier for him for not walking. In spite of all his characteristics. And that tells us that this limitless God walks with principles. He walks with principles. The God that is limitless walks with principles. The principle of God guides him. All heavens, you know, the heaven has no boundary. He's the one who determines it. But he works with principle. He will never, take for instance, his principle, the one, is that God will never sin. It's too holy to sin. And so, when a man says he wants to walk with the Lord, he wants to request for something from the Lord, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, it says, the prayer of the wicked is what? It's an abomination. Unto who? Unto God. The prayer of the wicked is an abomination. In other words, God disregards. He does not honor the prayer of the wicked because it's a God who does not look unto sin. Because if he does, he goes against his principle and his law. Because heaven is governed by spiritual law. Heaven is governed by spiritual law. So, when heaven is governed by spiritual law, whosoever that wants to receive from him must obey the spiritual law of heaven. It will be against the law of the Spirit. For one who has fornicated or smoked or done evil now, and he now goes and he comes and he says, I want to pray. If the devil does not want him to mess his life up, if the devil wants to mess his life up, the devil will slap him. Bah! But if the devil just look at it, this one is a chicken. The devil will just leave him. That's it. But to God, God will resist him. He said, this one is an abomination to me. He is an abomination to me. And so, when the law of the Spirit is fulfilled, then you also have the power of the limitless God. That is one. Two, the second law or principle is centered on obedience to his word. That everything about God is centered, upon his word. The word of God is the principal thing that rules the realm of the spirit. So, if anyone contradicts or walks or lives in contrast to the word, then it be power of limiting. There will be a limiting that will limit the limitless God. That is the second thing. The third spiritual principle that also govern the are limitless, God, as a principle of working with him by the faith you have. Of course, the faith you have is the one that attracts the power of the limitless God. That power attracts it. That is the power of the faith that resides in you. So anytime you say, what happened? God has not answered my prayer. God is not doing this. I've prayed. I've done this. The first thing that's supposed to come is, why? Have I obeyed the spiritual law that will make the limitless God to hearken to my voice? Because we have come to a situation where people give up in the journey of destiny. People easily give up in the journey of destiny. They look at it and say, oh my, I think God is not answering. God is not attending to my matter. I think it's better I go and do this. I go and try another thing. The journey of destiny can only be fulfilled as we obey the spiritual laws. As much as we refuse to obey the spiritual law, all that you need to blame is to blame yourself. Don't blame God. Because God will never bring his standard down to human level. It is man that will move up to meet God, not God coming to meet you. Man has, there are so many things that people are doing all around, so many places of worship and so many things. Sometimes when you look at people, I just look at it and say, well, God will never bring his standard down, irrespective of your position. You are the one. If you are demanding, if you need something, you are the one to move from the level you are. You will arise from the level you are, and then you then get, glued to the help of God. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So as we walk in this new month, the journey that we have started a few days ago, and we want to experience God in a new dimension, all our efforts and labors this month will not be a waste in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will not be a waste in Jesus' name. Let's read the book of Genesis, chapter 26. I want to look at this man called Isaac again. Who experienced a change in the journey of his destiny. I read from verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Verse 15. For all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with herds. I'm jumping now. I will now jump to 19. Okay, to 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they dig another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and dig another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Amen. Isaac started journeying. He moved in the journey of destiny. And when he was moving in the journey of destiny, of course, the fact that you are on God's side does not mean you will not have opposition. But one thing is sure, that in the midst of opposition, you will triumph. You will be victorious. The Bible says he came to a place where his father had prepared, the well that his father dug many years ago. And he found that the enemy took it over. They filled it up with half. Again, he decided to move to another place. And the Bible says he dug another well. And when he dug, the enemy strove again. I pray for you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every effort of your life that the enemy wants to waste, the power of the living God will terminate the counsel of the wicked in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every area you have been experiencing wastage of life, wastage of blood, wastage of destiny, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of the Most High God will destroy the whole of the wasters in the name of Jesus Christ. I say the whole of wasters will be destroyed in your life in Jesus' name. You will imagine when one has labored and has, spent energy, money, and everything, and you have seen the result, and this is the result, and the enemy just came and snatched it. How will you feel? Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as many of us that are experiencing this issue in our life, the power that rescued Isaac, that same power will be released upon your life. In the name of Jesus, it shall be released over your life. In the name of Jesus. Isaac was in this journey, and there were issues and challenges facing him that should make him to be frustrated in the journey of destiny. There are things that are happening, that were happening to him, that he would have said, look, let me forget this thing. Let me go back. After all, the one my daddy, the one my father gave me that I inherited, the enemy snatched it away. I went further and I prepared and I dug another one. The enemy snatched it away again. And I prepared another one. The enemy snatched it away again. But because he knew that there is a power, the power of limitless God, we cannot be limited except him. Because he decided to move. Had it been that he stopped, he would not have had victory. Isaac took a stand. When the enemy took the first well, he looked at it. Well, enemy, you thought you have done something. The Lord is here for me. He went to prepare. The Bible says they strove against him. They strove against him because they thought, look, this man is not supposed to be helped. This man is not supposed to enjoy the blessing. He's not supposed to. And the second one, the same thing happened. The third one, the same thing happened. I mean, the third one, there was help. But one thing I want you to realize is this. As you are moving in the journey of life, when the enemy strives, when there is confusion, when there are issues, you need to stand with God, with his word. You need to uphold his name and declare what he has spoken concerning your life. If we go to the book of Genesis chapter 21, we are not going to read that one. Genesis chapter 21. You know, the same issue almost happened to Abraham. Abraham also had experience, a similar experience. But God gave him victory. And so, the victory that the Lord gave him, perhaps, might be what, you know, strengthened the heart of Isaac. That he knew that, look, if God had done this for my father, then I know that he will do the same for me. He will give me victory. Many a times, we easily forget the grace that brought us to a day or brought us to where we are now. We forget how the Lord has helped us, how the Lord has strengthened us, how the Lord has given us victory in diverse ways. And because of little challenge, we then put ourselves off and say, I'm not going to the church. I'm not doing this. I won't serve the Lord again. Many a times, when people give up on issues, it's because of their short-sightedness. Short-sightedness makes people to give up on issues of life. Inasmuch as God, the limitless God, has not changed, there is no reason for a man to give up on anything before God. Once you check, you put a check upon your life and see, you scan your life by the power of the Spirit of God, Have I been limiting God at any time? Has there been any time I've been limiting God to work His will in my life? Has there been time that I've restrained His hand in my life? Has there been ways of my life that has prevented God from intervening in my situation? And when you look at this and observe that if truly you scan your life with all sincerity and truth, and you expose yourself to the Holy Ghost to search you, and you do thorough analysis of your life, then you can stand and say, well, to the best of my knowledge, Father, I know by your grace this thing will be done. I'm not going to limit you. Limiting God goes beyond the issue of God. But most of the time, our life, most of the time, we are the one that limit God in all areas of our lives. We limit God in all things we do. And I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, today, we will not stop. We will stop limiting God in Jesus' name. I said, you will stop limiting God in Jesus' name. The limiting of the power of God is also centered upon the issue of the illumination that comes upon our lives, the illumination of the world that is being revealed by the Spirit. When we decide to say, look, when we do not give room for the word of God in our hearts, the amount of illumination that comes to your spirit by the revelation that comes into your heart is limited, is small. Then you will experience little of God's power. The moment a man has no time for the word of God, he cannot experience anything. He cannot experience the help of supernatural. He cannot experience the power of the Most High God that we are talking about, you know, the power that cannot be measured, the power that cannot be, you cannot quantify. When our illumination, the illumination of the word that comes to our spirit being, is restricted or restrained, then the help we get is also restrained. And I say, the degree of illumination that shines upon your heart will determine the help that you receive. Most of us, we do not have time for the word. You do not meditate. You do not sit with the word. You are not ready to sit. Some of us, we read the scripture as if we are being compelled to. You are reading the scripture for your own sake, for your own interest. Studying the word of God is for your interest. It's going to be beneficial to your life. It is not for God's interest. Because as you study, as you dig deep in the word, as you sit, take a seat with the word, and allow the illumination from the Spirit of God to come upon your spirit, then help flow to your life. You just see that you experience supernatural, you experience wonders, you experience grace, you experience the hand of the Lord in diverse ways. So when people are praying and praying and praying and praying, I'm praying and spending hours and years in prayer on one issue. You can say, Lord, I can stay with your word. As the moment the illumination comes to your spirit being and you take it up and you pray, you see God working it out and bringing glory to himself. May the Lord help us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So, the illumination of the Holy Spirit that you have in the journey of life, as you move in the month of August, we depend on your relationship with Him. When you develop a close relationship with Him, as you are moving the month of August now, as we trust the Lord for help, as we trust the Lord for supernatural turning around, as we trust the Lord for help and grace, as we are crying unto the Lord for His power, the limitless God, we are going to say, God, come and manifest your power, manifest your presence. It depends. God wants to do it. But are you available? Are you ready? Will you make yourself accessible to His power? Are you ready to experience Him? Our brother in the morning, when he was leading the Dr. Oyeleke, when he was leading the workers' meeting, and I told him that he was sharing all my heart. And he said, religion. Religion. Are you carrying religion? I said, That was in my heart. That most of us, we carry religion. It's religion we are carrying. And carry religion will not carry you to any place. Religion means you are just coming. You are coming to the church without any desire. Without no deep hunger. No thirst for revelation, for insight, for help. Because my friend is going to the church. My friend says, let us go to the church, and we are going together. But this month, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to leave that phase. The Lord is taking you out of that phase, and is taking you to a height of encounter. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If the Lord can bring Isaac out from struggle, from failure, from strife, the Lord will bring you out. The mercy that brought you out of dungeon, out of unbeliever, because you were an unbeliever before. The mercy that brought you out, if you are an unbeliever before, the mercy that brought you out and identified you that you gave your life to Christ, that mercy is enough to sort your case out, to give solution to your life. If mercy of God brought you out, even to the church today, and spared your life for this day, for the fourth day of August 2019, that mercy of the Lord that has done this is still available, is still sufficient to help you even in the years ahead, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 103 says something as we begin to round up. Psalm 103. Let's look at it. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. We'll just quickly look at it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That tells you that the psalmist recalled all the benefits, all the things that the Lord has done. And by the reason of those things, it was he now decided and said, bless the Lord, my people. Bless the Lord. He recounted all these things. If God forgiveth you, God deliver you from destruction, he redeemed your life, and he crowned you with loving kindness, then you can move forward. You can say there is hope in your future. You can say, I know that the month of August, things will be much more better. Things will be going to turn around for good for my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus was saying that because a number of us, we give up on issues and on things of our life easily because we are short-sighted. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible talks about, you know, verse 2. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Ooh, for the hope that was set before him. What happened? Huh? Are we there? Oof, okay. Another parent says for the joy. But here it says, for the joy that was set before him. There was a joy that was set before him. And he says, look, he endured cross, denied the shame. Huh? And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Things around him did not move him. And no wonder Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul said, what can separate me from the love of God? What can separate me? What is it? What is it that will separate me? Is it mountain? Yeah. Is it valley? Yeah. Is it hardship? Is it anything? What is it that will separate me? Nothing on earth will separate me from the love. And that tells us that this is a man who had an encounter with the Lord and he had love for God. No wonder God used him. Some of us, we are following Jesus, we are following God because of what we are going to get from him. God knows. He knows. We are following Christ because of what we are going to get from him. It's not that we love him as we want to love him. It's not that we desire to know him. But because we know or we have been told that he does miracles, that he gives solution. And that is what also limits God. You limit God in our lives. Because like Jesus, when Jesus was saying, when Jesus is the Bible talks about some people when they wanted to make him the king of the bread after feeding them with 5 loaves of bread and thousands of people, and they said, look, let's make him a king. And you're like, is that the reason why you want to make me a king? Because I fed you with bread? Because I have provided for you? It's not because you love me. It's not because you want me to reign in your life. And when Jesus reigns in anyone's life, the power The limiting power is broken, and the power of limitless works. Today, my prayer is that we're going to get off from limiting God in our lives. In these months, you will no more limit the power of the limitless in the name of Jesus Christ. You will no longer limit the power of the limitless God in the name of Jesus. All the things that have been limiting God in your life, today you must give it to the cross and let it be destroyed. Would you like to rise on your feet with me? We've talked about limiting the power of the Lord. Limiting the power of the Lord. Limiting the power of the limitless God. And we've mentioned several things that limit the power of the limitless. We've talked about our lives. We've talked about the way we live. So some of us, we live a life that God rejects totally. God does not want to show. God does not even want to relate with you. And you are coming to relate with God. God will not come to your level. To some of us, we have no knowledge of his word. And the illumination we have is shallow. The light of the word that comes to our spirit is shallow. And to some of us, our faith in the Lord is gone. We are just coming. And we've forgotten that the faith begins when the will of God is known to us. When the will of God is known through his word, then faith comes to accomplish it. You want to go before the Lord now and talk to God about your life. You're talking about the limitless God. Can you identify areas of your life where you have limited God? You have limited God. You have restrained God. You have constrained God. You have not permitted God to work for your case. You have not permitted God to work in your issue. You have not permitted God to intervene. The power of the Lord has been restrained in your life. It has been restrained. The power of the Lord, it can no longer operate. God wants to stretch his hand to rescue. He wants to stretch his hand to help. He wants to stretch his hand to walk in your favor. He wants to stretch his hand. Yes, you are praying. You are praying. God, favor me. God, favor me. It is not this issue of favor. The matter, the scripture tells me, the Bible says, the Lord compels the righteous. He compels the righteous with favor. He compels. Favor does not need prayer. Favor does not need prayer. If you are righteous, the Bible says the Lord will compass, the Lord will surround, the Lord will envelop, the Lord will envelop you with favor. That is what the word of God says. And some prayers we do pray, and never will be wondering that this one does not have understanding, this one does not have knowledge, this one does not have understanding of my counsel, this one does not have understanding of my will. You like to talk to God about your own life. You have come to a point and you are saying, can I go back? Can I go back? But today, the Lord is coming to rescue you out. The power of the Most High God is coming to rescue you out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaac labored and labored and labored and labored. But there was a day the Lord turned the situation to Rehoboth. The Lord turned his case to Rehoboth. Today, the Lord is changing all limitations to enlargement, to increase. The power that broke the yoke upon Isaac is also here to destroy the yoke of the enemy, the yoke of the wasters. But one thing is, I want you to go before the Lord. Expose your life to the power of the Spirit of God. If you are sincere enough, you know where you have restrained God, where you have limited God, where you have denied God. And you are saying, oh God, I have been praying on these things. Things have not happened. But I want to say today, Lord, you will be gracious unto me. This is my life. This is my life. This is my life. There were contentions, there were hatred against Isaac. There were oppositions against Isaac. But it got to a point where see, the story changed. The story changed. Contention at Essek, hatred at Sitna. But there was a day the story changed. And it changed to Rehoboth. An enlargement and peace came. Room for more than enough. May the grace of God appear unto you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all restraining forces be destroyed. All the forces that are restraining the hand of the Lord in your life be broken. All the power that have been limiting you since January, that have not permitted the plan and purpose of God to accomplish in the year 2019. All that have been making the word of God to be of no effect, and you look at it and say, this 2019, this is the 8th month, and is it how it's going to end, Lord? Will I continue my life now? Is it how my life will be? Is it my life will be? Is it my situation will continue? We'd like to talk to God today by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the Lord will rescue you from all this limiting power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will limit you from all the limiting forces. The Lord will limit me. The Lord will remove me. Rescue me from all limiting forces in the name of Jesus. Religion, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will remove it from my heart. Lord, that I will love you. 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 Jesus, I will love you. Let your love flow into my spirit. In this new month, in the name of Jesus, I know you are my Lord. In the name of Jesus, I have not come to pursue bread. I've come to pursue the kingdom. I've come to pursue Jesus. I've come to pursue the source of life, the owner of life. I've come to pursue him, the giver of life. I've come to meet him in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We'd like to talk to God now. One more prayer. I'm going to pray now. I'm going to destroy every contention in this month. Every power that wants to contend with your step, with any your step you want to move, take this month. Every power that want to contend, they strove against Isaac. Power that want to contend, the power of hatred, the power of contention that want to oppose you, any step you want to move, you want to take forward. In this month, in the name of Jesus, as you move forward, all the forces that want to contend against you, you're going to decree that by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the judgment of the Lord fall over them and destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. All the evil forces, whether witchcraft, familiar spirit, agent of darkness, all the contention to your moving forward, every contention to your advancement, every contention to your enlargement, to your peace, to your progress, to your advancement and help in this month, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every power that will say, where are you going? Where are you going? We will not go. By the name of the Lord Jesus, it's now left for you to condemn. It's now left for you to destroy. It's now left for you to break their hold in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every power that have been working, struggling with you, the seed of failure in all areas of your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of failure, the seed of struggle, in the name of Jesus, let it be broken. Yes, Isaac strove and strove. Yes, but the power of the Lord came to help him, and it brought him to Rehoboth. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are living, you are living, you are living, you are living Essek, you are living Sitna, you are living Essek and Sitna, you are established in the land of Rehoboth, in this month, in the name of Jesus, you are established in the month, you are established in the land of Rehoboth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, you are living Essek, you are living Sitna, in the name of Jesus. Every land of contention, we leave it out, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I plead with you, if you can rise. If you are carrying baby, please rise. Even if you are strong, please rise. A lot of us, we play with issues of destiny too much. Can we stretch our hands to the Lord? Father, today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you because you are a limitless God. No man can limit you. You are great in power and glory. And by the reason of your greatness, we bow before you in worship. We submit to your lordship. And we declare that, Father, we have been restraining you in many ways in our lives. No wonder issues in our lives have remained when they are supposed to have gone. Issues in our lives, they have not departed. We have been managing lives because we have been limiting you. But this month of August, this month of August, this month of August, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that all the power limiting your work in our lives, they are judged in the name of Jesus Christ. They are broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we release our life to your hand. And we'd ask that the power of limitless God, we visit every life and bring us out from all oppression, from all contention, from every siege of failure, from every siege of failure. Lord, siege of failure, of marital failure, financial failure, academic failure. Lord, we come out of this siege in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the Father, having known that, Lord, you are a God of righteousness and holiness, God of purity, that your eyes are too holy to behold iniquity. Father, we ask for help, that, Lord, we will walk in holiness in this month. We will walk in purity. We will walk in obedience. We will walk in righteousness. We will walk in your fear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, and by the reason of this walk, the light of God will shine upon our life. Lord of heaven, revelation of your word, illumination. Holy Spirit, that you will illuminate our hearts for understanding. You will grant unto us revelation, even this month, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we advance in this month. And no man, no power will be able to restrain us. No man will be able to restrain us. No power will be able to object us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you very much, Father, because everyone, Lord, begin to experience the power of the limitless, the power of wonders, the power of solution that brings solution and brings life, the power of miracle, the supernatural power. Lord, this power will visit every life and every issue in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, faithful Father. We worship you and exalt you. Be exalted, Father, the limitless God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.